The case the court has agreed to hear involves a California district attorney and his deputy who successfully convicted a man of a 1979 murder he didn't commit. Thomas Goldstein spent 24 years in prison before the jailhouse informants in his case recanted the testimony that wrongfully convicted him. Heather Wiegand of the Life After Exoneration Program says prosecutors who bend the rules to convict innocent people should be held accountable.
Just like we have the FAA to look into plane crashes, we need somebody to look into when a person is wrongfully convicted, you know, and spends decades in prison, and then finally gaining their freedom. We need a commission to come in and look at that. What went wrong?
But John Prey of the Wisconsin Innocence Project says eliminating prosecutorial immunity could also make exonerating people more difficult. He says the threat of a civil lawsuit may make prosecutors less willing to admit wrongdoing.
When we bring a case of innocence, we don't want prosecutors to feel that they can't admit mistakes for fear of having those recriminations against them. So we want to create a climate where they can admit that they were wrong about something without feeling that they're going to be liable in some way.
Innocence advocates across the country are lobbying state governments now to set up innocence commissions to investigate all wrongful convictions and come up with ways to hold prosecutors and police accountable when they convict the innocent. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.